harassment allegations from another decade should be off limits.
That's Fox's Peter Ducey. Candidate John Huntsman, however, says Kane needs to talk about the allegations against him. Huntsman says the legitimate issues have been raised and that the controversy has become a distraction in the campaign. Huntsman spoke with NBC's Meet the Press today. Winners in today's New York City Marathon.
30-year-old Kenyan Jeffrey Mutai all smiles as he crossed the finish line in Central Park in record time.
Just slightly over 2 hours and 5 minutes. He's the 011 ING New York City Marathon champion. Wow!
NBC Sports with the call. Ethiopia's 27-year-old Firawat Dotto, the first woman to cross the finish line. A record 47,438 runners started the race that ran through New York City's five boroughs, but not all finished, including rescued Chilean miner Edison Pena, who, bothered by an injured knee, dropped out at the 11-mile mark. In New York, Jeff Madosso, Fox News Radio.
Singer Andy Williams is telling fans he's been diagnosed with bladder cancer. The 83-year-old, who had a variety show in the 60s, is probably best known for Moon River. Williams broke the news to his audience at the Moon River Theater in Branson, Missouri yesterday. I'm Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
55 KRC, Tri-State Weather. As we head into evening, skies are going to stay clear. It's going to cool off a little bit. By tomorrow morning, we drop to a cool low of 43. The sky's becoming partly cloudy overnight. Sunny to partly cloudy tomorrow, the high 65. Plenty of sunshine Tuesday, the high temperature about 71. Look for rain on Wednesday. I'm Fox 19 Chief Meteorologist Steve Horstmeyer on 55 KRC, the talk station.
We have 53 degrees at 55 KRC, the talk station.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "No free man shall ever be precluded the use of arms." The decision to own a firearm isn't an easy one. What type should you buy? Where can you go for training? What are the laws governing carry and transport? And what role does the Second Amendment play in the lives of Americans? Listen in as we delve into this often controversial topic and separate fact from fallacy. Explore the right to bear arms and all that goes with it. Tune in Sunday nights at 7 for Trigger Time with Joe Barrett, right here on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Call 1-800-267-2001, Alarm Force.
The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of 55 KRC, the talk station, and Clear Channel Worldwide.
Target acquisition confirmed.
You have a green light.
Locked and loaded.
It's Trigger Time.
Hello, welcome to Trigger Time. I'm Joe Barrett, your host. Thanks for being with us tonight. Let's see, let's go around the table here. Amy.
Hi, everybody.
Scott.
Good evening.
And Dr. Keith Nelson.
Hello, everyone.
We are, Dr. Keith is a little bit stuffed up today, but that's all right. He's still braving the show.
The virus is getting the better of me, I think. I don't know.
Well, you taught your class today, though.
Yeah, we did.
I offered to stand in for him on the range, and he wouldn't have anything to do with it. He won't quit. So, good class today. Out of Target World, we had 11?
11 people. Yeah.
Yeah. Good group. A lot of really good shooters in that.
Yeah, they all had their own guns and everything. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good to see. How many years are we into concealed carry law now? And a lot of regular shooters. They still haven't got their permit.
Yeah, when we first started it back in 2004, I thought, well, it'll be a couple of years and it would wind down. You know, most people would get it by then. But really, it hasn't. It's been pretty consistent.
No, I mean, you seem to run about a full class every week.
Yeah, it's amazing. I don't know why, but just demographics, I guess.
Well,
we keep coming and we keep training them. So
right. Fine. Which is a good thing, but it is interesting because you would think, and if you want to join the show, 749-5500. Looking forward to a call here shortly from Congressman Steve Chabot. He'll be calling us here later in the show. We're going to talk about concealed carry tonight, and he's going to touch on some of the federal issues that might impact concealed carry in Ohio and in the United States. But getting back, it's interesting how, like you said, we would think all of us gun people, like I got my permit as soon as I could, and I'm sure you did. There's still a lot of gun people that don't have their permit yet. It's really surprising.
Yeah.
But it's good that they're doing it now.
Yeah. And it's just, I don't know if it's awareness or whatever, but it's not declined at all.
Yeah. No, it's been consistent.
When we first started the course, We were teaching them around the clock almost, you know. We had classes going on all the time.
Right.
And that died off within a few months, and it kind of became a steady state.
Right.
And now it's still there.
And it's still there.
Yeah. We had some decline sometime during, you know, during summer.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Yeah. But no, it's been very busy.
No, it's, yeah, and that's a good thing. So, you know, if you don't have your concealed carry license in Ohio yet, you're an Ohio resident, you know, it's a good time to get it. It's always a good time to get it, but now is always the best time to get it. Keith teaches the concealed carry class there on Saturday, Sunday at Target World. If you're interested in signing up for his class, you can go to targetworld.net or call them at 513-772-3343. Yeah, 3343. So, and like I said, he runs a full class every week, and it's a really good class. Ladies concealed carry class, if you're interested in a ladies-only concealed carry class, they will be offering those. They are offering those. Amy and I teach that class. That's going to meet Thursday and Friday, November 17th
and 18th. From 5 to 11.
Yeah, 5 to 11. So if you're interested in that class, ladies, contact Target World again, targetworld.net, 772-3343. I went to Bass Pro today, okay, which is a good place to go, I guess. I mean, I'm not as much an outdoorsman as I am a defense person, so there's not as much there as for me as people, you know, might. Because I always get you Bass Pro Shops for my for birthday gang.
I go for the moon pies, actually.
The moon pie. Yeah. I didn't know they had those there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That would be a reason to go. But, so everywhere I go, of course, especially if I don't go a lot, and I don't go there a lot, not because I don't like the store, just there's not that much there that appeals to me. Because I'm more of a shooter than an outdoorsman, but... it is a cool shop. I mean, a store. It's massive. It's got everything. We were looking at four-wheelers one time, and Amy's been up here to look at those, and, you know, all sorts of outdoor clothes. I mean, it's really a cool place. So we love when we go. But I always like to check the door. You know, is this a carry place? Can you carry it? And they've got an interesting sign up, and I'm not really sure how to take it. So I'm hoping that somebody who knows or somebody who works at Bass Pro is listening and will call in 749-5500. Call Target World, 772-3. If you want to call those guys, go ahead. But 749-5500 if you'd like to call in. The sign says check weapons or firearms and weapons at the customer service counter.
Hmm. Like now, Old Time Saloon.
Yeah, it's not, and it's not, it is certainly not the, you know, prohibited carry sign. No question. It is not that. It in no way implies you can't go in there as a licensed concealed carry holder. There's no question about that. But I mean, what I'm wondering is, do people that are concealed carry holders, do they go in there and do they go up? And because, you know, I didn't, you know, certainly not. I mean, I'm not going to go hand my gun up to some girl at a customer service counter.
I think that maybe,
sure.
And I heard from someone else that maybe gun repair, they do repairs.
That's
and
what
they,
I was thinking.
Gunsmith, and if someone brings a gun in, it might have a round in it and that sort of thing. And
right.
Maybe that's what it's for.
And that makes sense if they do gunsmithing and stuff like that. But how long ago was it we actually asked somebody? It's been a couple years or maybe a year and a half. It was right before trigger time. And the girl at the cash register that checked us out actually told us, oh, no, you can't carry a gun in here at all.
Yeah.
Now, there's no sign or anything on the door. So, and I know that, you know, when you ask somebody at the cash register, you're not getting the final word. I know that. Of course, I knew at the time, well, you don't have a sign on the door, so that's not the case. I mean, you have to make this a prohibited zone in order to prohibit people from carrying. And there are certain things you have to do in order to have that rule. But I'm just curious what their policy is. So if you know and you'd like to join the show, 749-5500. We got a call from Randy and Amelia. Let's see what he's got. Randy, go ahead.
Yeah, my wife and I went to Bass Pro Shops. This was probably last fall sometime, and I was checking my firearm in at the front counter, and a gentleman had me open up the hand him my weapon, and he grabbed it out of the case. I actually had it in the case.
So was this a concealed carry weapon, or were you taking the gun there for some other reason?
I actually had the case, and I was actually looking to purchase a holster.
Okay, go ahead.
So I had the weapon in the case, and I handed it to him. He opened up the case, reached in and grabbed my firearm with his finger on the trigger and grabbed it pointing over towards all of the registers as he cycled the slide.
Nice.
I grabbed it out of his hand and pushed it down. I was like, stop.
not good at all.
And I went ahead and I said, let me go ahead and do this. I ejected the magazine, opened the slide, locked it open, and he went and put a plastic wire tie through it, which I thought was funny that they even do that there with all the other stuff that's around.
Uh-huh.
But it was my wife and I looked at each other when he reached in and grabbed it with his finger on the trigger.
Yeah, that's dangerous. I mean, you know, that's just poor gun handling is what that is. And you can't and I think he did the right thing by putting a stop to that. That's obviously he doesn't know you didn't hand him a loaded gun. I mean,
exactly.
And that's why, of course, you know, I go in there. I wouldn't hand over a firearm. But I am curious to know. Now, in this case, you were kind of taking the gun there. You weren't carrying the gun for your, it wasn't your concealed weapon. So you were taking it there to fit it to something. So that might be the kind of checking they're talking about. I don't know. But But Randy, I appreciate the story. We do have to get to the break, but thank you for calling in.
Sounds good. Just want to share that. Thank you.
Bye. So yeah, it's interesting. We're gonna hopefully get to the congressman's call shortly, assuming that he's still able to call us. And if you'd like to join the show, you're welcome to. We are gonna take our first break and hopefully get to his call and some more concealed carry issues, and maybe hear from somebody at Bass Pro when we get back. Back in a moment with more Trigger Time, 55 KRC, the talk station.
55 KRC, the talk station.
Hi, it's Scott Sloan. I got something crazy fun for you to do on your next date night. Movie, bar, bowling. How many times are you going to do that? Seriously. Check this out. Target World. That's right. Target World. They have a full line of rental handguns, ammo, and an indoor range, all in a safe, clean environment. And when I went in, I couldn't believe how many men and women, how many couples were having fun. If you're new to shooting, no problem. Their friendly experts will have you locked, loaded, and having a good time. If you've always wanted to try it, Target World has you covered. They also have classes from basic to advanced, concealed carry, and more. Of course, if you own a gun or you're ready to buy one, they have almost 3,000 firearms in stock, almost double what the other guys have. Plus, ammo, holsters, safes, archery, paintball equipment, and more. Target World is right off 275 in Sharonville. They're open 7 days a week. Or you can check them out online at targetworld.net. I'll see you at the Tri-State's home for shooting sports, Target World.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "No free man shall ever be precluded the use of arms." The decision to own a firearm isn't an easy one. What type should you buy? Where can you go for training? What are the laws governing carry and transport? And what role does the Second Amendment play in the lives of Americans? Listen in as we delve into this often controversial topic and separate fact from fallacy. Explore the right to bear arms and all that goes with it. Tune in Sunday nights at 7 for Trigger Time with Joe Barrett, right here on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Investing in your future. From the Steve Perrin Coordinated Financial Planning Studios, this is 55 KRC, the talk station.
Okay, you're back with Trigger Time on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Thank you, Rami. That's right, this is Trigger Time. We've been waiting for a call from Congressman Chabot, and I believe he's on the line. Let's go to the phones. Congressman Chabot.
Yes, good evening.
Thank you for calling, sir. We appreciate you taking the time.
Happy to be with you.
Well, we were talking tonight, big surprise, we're talking about concealed carry issues here in Cincinnati, and there are some things nationally that are possibly going to impact concealed carry, maybe not just locally, but across the board, and we thought who better to ask, right?
Sure. Well, I appreciate it. I am on the Judiciary Committee, and that's a key committee in the House that deals with gun laws and crime and those types of issues. So I'm a, as you know, big proponent of Second Amendment rights.
I do.
I am a co-sponsor of H.R. 22, the National Right to Carry Reciprocity Act is what it's called, and be happy to discuss it if you'd like to.
You know, I'll tell you what, we would like that, and we'd also, you know, is you feel free if there's something that you feel like we should know, something maybe we don't know to ask.
Okay.
You feel free to comment.
Sure.
But I know Dr. Nelson here, he's the one that arranged your call. So we both appreciate you calling in.
And, very much so.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we certainly do appreciate all your efforts on our behalf. We do that, and we know that. So, yeah, if you want to fill us in on the reciprocity topic,
our listeners would be interested.
Absolutely,
in the details
they would.
Of it.
Okay, great. Well, basically what it is we know we have a concealed carry law in Ohio, so people can carry here in this state. And, in fact, 40 out of the 50 states have very similar laws to Ohio. It's about two-thirds of the people who live in the United States live in one of these states. And basically what this would do is it would say that you can carry in another state that has a concealed carry law. You wouldn't have to worry about, being picked up in another state. You might not qualify for them. So we'd be talking, about 80% of the country, basically, people could carry. And I think that's particularly important. You know, there was a lot of opposition from a lot of anti-gun rights people when we were considering these concealed carry laws, just like the one we have in Ohio. They were saying that, well, you know, it's going to mean more violent crimes and, it's going to increase the murder rate, all that kind of stuff. And the facts have been just the opposite. The facts are that there are lower murder rates by 30% in concealed carry states versus those who don't have that. There are 46% fewer robberies in those where you have concealed carry. Assaults are lower. A whole range of violent crimes are lower when you have concealed carry states, and it's common sense. A criminal doesn't know if you're carrying or not, so they're not as likely to commit a crime. And that's exactly what common sense gun owners were saying. We won here in Ohio and won in a lot of other states. Let's make it national and allow people to carry from state to state.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah.
Congressman Shabbat, you indicated that it would just impact the shall issue states and not really the may issue, like New York and California and those states that really just give out very few.
Yeah, okay.
And it's not going to impact every state.
Right. It wouldn't impact those states that have not seen fit to enact concealed carry laws in their particular states. There may be an opportunity, or maybe somebody will propose that at some point. But at this time, we think this is a very responsible piece of legislation.
Mm-hmm.
I think pretty hard to argue against it, quite frankly.
Well, when you look at the numbers, how could you argue? And we're talking, like you said, 80% of the. I mean, that's a lot of people.
And the current reciprocity, anyway. In Ohio, we have reciprocity with 40 other states right now, or whatever, and or 30 other states. I'm sorry. And so that really is not much of a difference. It is a little bit, but I mean, it would make it a lot easier for people. And instead of having to find out if a state has reciprocity with you, then you could automatically.
Sounds like
to
just a lot of common sense. I mean,
it'd be common sense from state to state, and it would affect some states, more positively than Ohio. Ohio has been pretty active in this area in getting reciprocity with other states, but there's some that aren't quite as active as this state, and so it would help people across the country, and
sure. And
you wouldn't. I think you'd have a better sense of security. It's still, even if you're complying with the law, and you're okay, you may not be sure if you are. So it gives you that kind of uncomfortable feeling: is am I violating a law here? Am I going to get arrested?
Exactly.
Let's just make it clear for people. Give them some peace of mind.
Yeah, and that's what concealed carry students, we've said, Keith and I were talking about this earlier today. There's a lot of apprehension people have because, again, these are law-abiding citizens. They are really concerned about, am I within the law right now or am I not? It's always a concern.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
It's one of the main reasons that I've always argued, I'll get in these debates with these gun control advocates, and there are a lot of those folks too, but I'll get these debates where they're basically saying that we're going to have more crime, we're going to have more criminals. The fact is, when you pass gun control laws, you're only affecting the criminals. You're only affecting law-abiding people because
absolutely.
Law-abiding people are the ones that are going to comply with the law.
Yeah.
The criminals aren't going to follow these new gun laws. That's why we call them criminals.
Absolutely. Exactly. It's so, I mean, you know, you want to say, duh, because how can they not see that? But you can pass all the laws you want, but the only people that will follow them are law-abiding people. They aren't the problem. You know, it's so simple, and yet it's missed by so many people. It's staggering.
Yep, that's right. And one other thing that I thought you all and some of your listeners might be interested in, there is the United Nations, the good old UN, is basically proposing a treaty to control or regulate guns worldwide.
Small arms,
Small arms, that's right. And that would affect us, should we ratify it if it does get passed. Now, I'm completely opposed to that. Fortunately, there are 58 members of the United States Senate who have signed letters in opposition to this treaty. So at least under the existing Senate, and I think into the foreseeable future, it's not likely that we're going to have this imposed on us. But I think it's one of those things that we should be aware of.
We got to watch.
Watch constantly.
Yeah, right. That's exactly right. We need to stay ahead of the curve here and make sure that we don't get this, you know, imposed on us from the U.N.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's a foreign treaty, it has to be ratified by the Senate. It doesn't really have to go to the House, does it?
No, that's correct. Yeah, we just go to the Senate, and that's why I mentioned it. 58 of the senators have signed letters in opposition saying that they would vote against this if it would come to them. So I think we're in pretty good shape right now, forewarned is forearmed, and let's make sure that, you know, that we stay, in that position. And I don't know if you guys or if you've ever been up to the UN before. I was the representative from Congress for a year right after September 11th. I was the Republican member who it was in charge of going up there periodically and kind of keeping an eye on them and interacting with Congress. And there was a Democrat that he and I did it together that year. And they've got, right when you walk in the place, there's a big statue. It's supposed to be art of a pistol, and the barrel end of it is tied in a knot.
Oh boy!
And that's this art that you see right when you walk in the UN.
Right.
So you know
what they think.
Definitely
sure.
Sets the tone, doesn't it?
Yeah, they sets the tone.
It's right out there, right out in the open. Be leery of the UN, and they can do some good things periodically, but oftentimes they're up to no good. I think this is one instance where they're up to no good.
Yeah, without question. I mean, I'll tell you what, I can't tell you enough how comforting it is to know that we have people like you that are there representing us in a place and a level where none of us are individually ever going to get to. And you know, so sometimes it's easy to feel like, you know what, I don't have a voice. I don't have nobody hears what I say. But I mean, listening to you talk and hearing you say some of the same things that we're all saying all the time, it's comforting to know that we've got somebody who is speaking for us the way that you are, and we appreciate it a great deal. I know that sentiment is felt by many, many, many people that I know personally.
Very kind of you to say that. That was actually one of the reasons that when I first got to Congress. You have to decide which committees you'd like to get on, and I'm on three committees. I'm on the Foreign Affairs Committee, and I happen to be the chairman of the Middle East and South Asia Committee in Foreign Affairs. I'm on the Small Business, and I'm on Judiciary. And for 6 years, I was the chairman of the Constitution Subcommittee on Judiciary, and that's where a lot of the gun rights laws come, because are they in compliance with the Constitution or mm-hmm. not? And that was the reason, one of the main reasons I wanted to get on that committee, is because gun rights have always been, I think, a very important issue to me and an awful lot of folks in our community.
Yeah.
I happen to be pro-life, and the pro-life issues come through that committee, too, and that's mm-hmm. another important issue to me. But some of the members of Congress, those are kind of controversial issues, and they want to stay away from them if you don't want to, because if people are on one side or the other, and when you get involved in these issues, you're going to tick off one side or the other, so they try to kind of slide through and not take an open position. But I always thought, if you get elected to Congress, do something with that.
You got to get in there and do, you got to do the hard job sometimes.
Keep up the good fight, and we'll support you.
Take a position.
Yeah.
You know, well, and, So,
well, we'll continue to do our part to make sure that you're there, because I think that's probably in our best interest long term.
Definitely is. Yes.
And we appreciate a great deal you taking the time to call the show tonight. We don't want to keep you all night, but we certainly appreciate you calling, and you're welcome on this show anytime.
Well, thank you very much. It's great being with you guys and with your listeners, and with Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up. Hope you guys have a great holiday season, and thanks for having me on your show. I appreciate it. God bless you all and your families.
You too, Congressman.
You too, Congressman. Thank you.
Thank Bye-bye. You. Bye-bye.
749-5500, 513-749-5500, if you want to join the show. Just heard from Congressman Shabbat. Sounds like one of us, Keith.
Yeah,
You know, I mean, for a minute there, I could have been standing around the steel range at TDI or something. I mean, it was, it's interesting.
Yeah, outstanding.
I know that, you know, there's probably a bunch of people out there saying, yeah, but what about this? Yeah, but what about that? We're not interested in you might not be a pro-life person, you know, and that's fine. Whatever your angle that way. Let me tell you something. There is no topic, in my opinion, more fundamentally necessary to ensure our way of life continues than the Second Amendment. And when he is working as he is on behalf of the Second Amendment, he has my vote. That's it. I mean,
Everyone that's interested in guns or is a shooter, collector, whatever, to preserve your Second Amendment rights, you have to keep people like Congressman Shabbat in Washington to watch what's going on.
Yep.
Without people like him, we're dead ducks.
We don't have gun rights, period.
Without the Second Amendment, you don't have any of the rest of them.
No, no. You can't insure them. That's a simple fact. So, okay, 749-5500, 513-749-5500. I do know I have a couple callers on the line. We have to break for the news. We'll get to those when we come back. Back in a moment with more Trigger Time, 55 KRC, the talk station.
55 KRC.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "No free man shall ever be precluded the use of arms." The decision to own a firearm isn't an easy one. What type should you buy? Where can you go for training? What are the laws governing carry and transport? And what role does the Second Amendment play in the lives of Americans? Listen in as we delve into this often controversial topic and separate fact from fallacy. Explore the right to bear arms and all that goes with it. Tune in Sunday nights at 7 for Trigger Time with Joe Barrett, right here on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Hi, it's Scott Sloan. I got something crazy fun for you to do on your next date night. Movie, bar, bowling. How many times are you going to do that? Seriously. Check this out. Target World. That's right. Target World. They have a full line of rental handguns, ammo, and an indoor range. All in a safe, clean environment. And when I went in, I couldn't believe how many men and women, how many couples were having fun. If you're new to shooting, no problem. Their friendly experts will have you locked, loaded, and having a good time. If you've always wanted to try it, Target World has you covered. They also have classes from basic to advanced, concealed carry, and more. Of course, if you own a gun or you're ready to buy one, they have almost 3,000 firearms in stock, almost double what the other guys have. Plus, ammo, holsters, safes, archery, paintball equipment, and more. Target World is right off 275 in Sharonville. They're open 7 days a week. Or you can check them out online at targetworld.net. I'll see you at the Tri-State's home for shooting sports, Target World.
This is Fox News on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Fox News Radio, I'm Liz White. The Greek political drama may play well with the people. With an interim government forming, the current prime minister and his main opposition have an initial deal.
So they feel to a certain degree that a change in government and seeing these two parties coming together could provide some hope.
Anthi Karasavas with Sky News. Hundreds of thousands of customers are still blacked out more than a week after that freak October snowstorm hit the Northeast.
Our goal remains to have 99% of all our customers having power by tonight. As the governor mentioned, we anticipate having 100% of our customers affected by this storm restored by Wednesday.
Connecticut Light and Power President Jeff Butler says record numbers of crews are working to get everyone back online. Fox News, we report, you decide.
55 KRC.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "No free man shall ever be precluded the use of arms." The decision to own a firearm isn't an easy one. What type should you buy? Where can you go for training? What are the laws governing carry and transport? And what role does the Second Amendment play in the lives of Americans? Listen in as we delve into this often controversial topic and separate fact from fallacy. Explore the right to bear arms and all that goes with it. Tune in Sunday nights at 7 for Trigger Time with Joe Barrett, right here on 55KRC, the talk station.
Looking for a one-stop shop all under one roof for all your home renovation needs? It's Kaywood Flooring. Whether it's ceramic tile, vinyl, laminate, carpet, or hardwood flooring, Kaywood has what you need. From cabinets to countertops, Kaywood's in-house interior designer can help you with everything at no cost to you. Kaywood Flooring has it all under one roof. Financing is available. Visit their beautiful showroom, conveniently located in Blue Ash. That's Kaywood with a C at 791-9662 or on the web at KaywoodFlooringSystems.com.
Hey, it's Brian Thomas, Monday in the Morning Show. You know, they're planning to track you in more ways than you may know. Find out about them on Monday, 6:05, 55KRC, the talk station.
Okay, you're back with Trigger Time on 55KRC, the talk station. If you'd like to join the show tonight, give us a call now at 749-5500.
Thanks, Sam. Yeah. We're talking concealed carry tonight. We've heard from Congressman Steve Chabot on the National Reciprocity and the UN Small Arms Treaty issue. Very good of him to call. We want to keep people like him representing us at the national level. That should be the focus of your voting, in my opinion. And also, let your voice be heard by joining the NRA. It is imperative that you join the NRA. If you are not a member of the NRA and you are within the sound of my voice, if you hear me, please, tonight, before you go to bed, join the NRA. It is that important. Email show ideas, guest requests, things like that, to info@triggertimewithjoe.com. That's info@triggertimewithjoe.com. I do have some callers on the line. I'm going to get to those in just a few seconds. Also want to remind everyone, ladies concealed carry class meeting at Target World, November 17th and 18th.
Yes, 17th and 18th.
Interested in the ladies concealed carry class or the weekend concealed carry class taught by Dr. Keith Nelson, contact Target World, 772-3343 or targetworld.net. And also, a subject near and dear to my heart, the 2012 calendar for Tactical Defense Institute is up and filling. I strongly suggest that we increase the 1% of shooters that will become professionally trained. I'd love to see that get up to 70% or 100%. So training is fundamentally important to your using a firearm in a self-defense situation. Tactical Defense Institute is as good as it gets, period, on Earth, not just here. It's we're lucky that they're as close as they are, but you cannot do anything better for yourself. Cancel Myrtle Beach for 2012, for crying out loud. That place hasn't changed in 50 years. Go to Tactical Defense Institute and get some training. It's tdiohio.com. That's www.tdiohio.com. Okay, let's go. I think I got an answer to my Bass Pro question. Greg, is that you? Greg, are you there?
Yeah, this is Greg.
Okay, Greg, they typed here on my message board that you have an answer to my Bass Pro question.
Yes, I did some research really quickly when I heard your question, and there was a posting of some people, eight men that did some open carry into a Bass Pro store,
mm-hmm.
and they got surrounded by the store security, and they were told that they needed to have trigger locks on their guns, and they asked if they were going to call the police on them. They said, "Oh no, you just need to secure them if they're in the open." The manager then told them that carry was only allowed by people with concealed carry permits. Any guns that were brought in the open had to be locked or have the you know, chain lock or a cable lock.
I see.
So apparently that's that happened in Virginia, but that apparently is their store policy.
So that's
their corporate policy.
Okay, so that's the sign. The sign is, you know, if you're carrying a weapon in and it's in the open, basically, so all weapons that we can see need to be checked at the customer service desk, trigger locked, et cetera. But as far as you know, concealed carry is you know, not, which obviously they haven't put up a sign, and I'm sure they know what that sign is and would have. I just was curious if that was some sort of, yeah, we don't want to put the sign up because it'll be unpopular with our type of people, but we really don't want concealed carry here, and we don't think that's the issue then.
Yeah, this store manager stopped the eight of them and told them that it's store policy that if you're going to carry it and you want it, you know, you don't want it locked up, you have to have a concealed weapons permit and carry it concealed.
Carry
but
concealed.
If it's in the open,
okay,
it has to be locked up.
Okay.
So there you go.
Greg, I appreciate you doing that, buddy. Thank you very much for the call. Yep.
Bye. Sure. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Well, that's good to know. Ask a question, get an answer. How it can't get any more simple than that. All right, let's go to Sharonville and talk to Les. Les, welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay. Quick question. I'm coming up. I've just done my second renewal on the concealed carry, and they come up with that four-hour basic class, the refresher class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I'm kind of curious. I'm also certified through OPOTA, Ohio Police Officers Training Academy, but I'm not a police officer. That's a four-hour class, basically, where you go through and requalify once a year. I'm trying to figure if those two would cross between the refresher and the that class.
Well, here's what I found, what I was told, and then we'll see what Keith knows. They want a certificate that you've been updated on the Ohio concealed carry laws, changes, anything like that.
Okay.
And that you have maintained competency, okay, with the firearm. I would say that your OPOTA would certainly do one. I'm not sure about the other. Keith, do you have any specific knowledge?
Well, first of all, I'd like to ask Les, how did you get your second renewal? Because we've only had concealed carry for 7 years, and the first license were good for four, the second for five. So that'd be nine. So you're still 2 years shy of needing a second renewal.
No, well, when mine come up, the only way I can answer it is mine had an expiration date, and I went up in the time frame that was on there. And
you got it renewed.
Got it renewed, and I was asking questions then because they were talking about you had to go through a class to get the renewal, and then they said, no, it's after the second renewal, it has to be renewed or a refresher class.
Gotcha.
That's correct, and it's a range competency, and like Joe said, update on the law. And we'd be offering that at Target World, but there's nobody at that level yet because, you know, I've had my license since the day one, and I'm not at the second renewal yet.
Right. It's
so
it's,
we haven't offered it for that reason.
Right. It's not going to. Nobody's there yet where they absolutely have to have that. Now I have talked to the owner of Target World, and he has said that they're going to be offering that. And, in fact, he had me draw up a lesson plan that they sent to the Attorney General's Office of Ohio for my Concealed Carry 2 class. And they heard back from the Attorney General that said that class would be acceptable for renewal of the Concealed Carry handgun license when it came up as a renewal class. They didn't really say. They didn't give a lot of information as to what this class has to be, the attorney generals. And, in fact, they were a little bit – they weren't sure themselves, to be honest with you. It just needed to be a class. They had no structure in mind. They had no outline in mind. It had to be a class that covered any updates in the law and verified range competency.
That's it.
That's it.
That's the way it reads.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's and any class that does that – is going to pass the muster, I would say. Now, and I do know that I know for sure that he contacted the Attorney General with my outline and they approved it. And I'm sure Keith will be teaching that class and everybody at Target World will be teaching it as it comes necessary. I just don't think it's necessary.
No, yeah.
Yeah. So we haven't gotten there yet. But here's the thing. The Concealed Carry 2 class does meet next month. So if for some weird reason you're already there and you need to take the class, one option would be to sign up for our Concealed Carry 2 class next month at Target World, and you would have the certificate then.
Okay, yeah. As far as the time frame on the renewal, I can't tell you, you know, what the problem is there.
Yeah, who knows? But if for some reason you've managed to get there ahead of the rest of the group, you know, next month you'll have a certificate that'll meet your needs. So I wouldn't worry about it.
I've got mine through Butler, and when I did mine, I went up there and did the whole process. I don't, you know, everybody knows what that is.
Yep.
And then It came up with a date when I seen on there where the expiration date was coming up, and I think it was like 90 days or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. I had to get up there and then do, put all the paperwork in, and they renewed it. So
that's, and that's good. Yeah, you're, as I mean, whatever the dates are, that's what you got to go by. Mm-hmm. So we're, I mean, you know, I would just abide by the dates as they come up and get that class under your belt, and you'll, you should be good.
So you say you are going to do a class next month?
Yes, there's one every month. Contact Target World, and they tell them you need to take the renewal class, the Concealed Carry 2 class. They'll take care of you.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Les.
All right. Bye-bye.
749-5500, if you want to join the show. We got Joe in Price Hill. Joe, go ahead.
Yes, I can answer that question. He's got the pot and everything. No, that won't fly. You have to have the other training too.
Yeah, I would think.
Now, I have a question.
Okay.
I don't even know this. I have a friend that's been in the military for 12 years.
Uh-huh.
He's in the reserve.
Okay.
He had a little bit of a domestic violence. He shoved his wife, you know.
Okay.
Now, he's in the military reserve, and he works on weapons in there. He's trained for that,
mm-hmm.
small arms and stuff like that.
Right.
Now, he never had a concealed permit, but he tried to get a concealed permit, so that didn't fly. And now the military is all disturbed about everything going on,
mm-hmm.
and they are trying to basically kick him out of the military now because they don't.
Does he actually have a domestic violence conviction, or is it?
He was convicted. Yeah,
he was convicted. Okay.
No slapping, no punching. He pushed his wife. She fell.
But it was a DV conviction.
Yeah, the police had actually showed up and said they didn't even want to. You know,
that's a broad.
Well, it invokes the Lautenberg Amendment, which is Lautenberg, and that's a federal.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a shame. I mean, you know, the DV, even a lot of law enforcement guys will tell you the domestic violence laws that's written is broad and brutal.
Yeah, I believe there's a couple of police officers that are fighting that same thing.
There have been a number of them, in fact.
Yeah, I mean, I believe there's one case where a police officer's wife, ex-wife, had, you know, made up some stuff, and basically, you know, it's going to court over it. I mean,
right.
You know, you just don't know what's for real.
No, you don't. And that's the shame of it. I mean, unfortunately, I don't like any law that requires police officers to disregard discretion and act against someone. And that's the problem. When you take discretion out of the human's hands, then we're automatons. And, you know, it's easy to get hurt that way.
Yeah, I believe the case that's coming up right now is in Pennsylvania. And the woman did not even have a mark on her or anything like that. And they had been, she had, you know, the divorcee of a police officer. And I believe since then she has some charges on her pending for cocaine and everything else, you know.
Right. It's a shame, you know.
Yes,
I mean,
is.
Here's these officers and your guy. I mean, you know, this is a life-altering thing, and it probably amounts to very little. That's
well,
in
those cases, they plead guilty, and maybe they're not guilty at all, but they just plead, and there it's on the record. You know?
Yeah,
I believe the officer in Pennsylvania fought it, and
he
is trying to appeal it right now at this time, like I said. Now, you guys are pretty up on everything. I have a question. It's not exactly to do with guns, but on November 9th, this national complete shutdown of television and radio in every state and city for testing. Have you guys heard of that?
No.
Heard of it. It's been on television. They've warned us and stuff.
Yes.
It's an emergency alert system for the United States.
Yeah, first time, though, in the United States that every city and town is going to, this is going to be, I don't know.
Well,
if it has anything to do with the,
beyond the obvious, but.
Something maybe to do with the, where they freed up the analog, you know, a couple years ago or something, I think.
That I haven't heard of, but I guess it's coming. So.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, well,
Thank
Joe,
you.
We got to get to break.
Thank
Thanks.
You.
Yep. 749-5500, got to take a short break. Back in a moment with more Trigger Time. 55KRC, the talk station.
55KRC, the talk station.
Looking for a one-stop shop all under one roof for all your home renovation needs? It's Kaywood Flooring. Whether it's ceramic tile, vinyl, laminate, carpet, or hardwood flooring, Kaywood has what you need. From cabinets to countertops, Kaywood's in-house interior designer can help you with everything at no cost to you. Kaywood Flooring has it all under one roof. Financing is available. Visit their beautiful showroom, conveniently located in Blue Ash. That's Kaywood with a C at 791-9662 or on the web at kaywoodflooringsystems.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "No free man shall ever be precluded the use of arms." The decision to own a firearm isn't an easy one. What type should you buy? Where can you go for training? What are the laws governing carry and transport? And what role does the Second Amendment play in the lives of Americans? Listen in as we delve into this often controversial topic and separate fact from fallacy. Explore the right to bear arms and all that goes with it. Tune in Sunday nights at 7 for Trigger Time with Joe Barrett, right here on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Hear Rush weekdays at noon and online at 55krc.com.
Search Listen Live
from 55KRC, the talk station.
Okay, you're back with Trigger Time. If you'd like to join the show tonight on 55KRC, give us a call now at 513-749-5500.
Thank you, Anne. Well, it's been an interesting. We've had a lot of good calls. We've obviously heard from Congressman Shabbat. That was a nice touch for the evening. Got some word on some issues, really kind of from the horse's mouth, which is always nice. It's nice to know that there are people who think the way we do about firearms that are there, where these our fate, firearm fate, as a, you know, is the best way of putting it, is being decided. It's frightening to know that people have your future in their hands, and they're going about making decisions and doing God knows what else, and sometimes you feel like you don't have a voice. And we do have a voice. There are people there that think like we do, talk like we do. I mean, he sounded just like one of us, and he's talking like that to them, and that's important. And we've got to support people like this, keep them in office, and of course, supporting the NRA, join the NRA is a very important thing. Talk a lot about concealed carry tonight. We got to the Bass Pro answer, which is fundamental because I'll probably go back there sometime in the next 9 months, and I needed to know. But we were taught. I didn't say which. I'm not going to say what store, but I'd like to encourage you that to pick a place that is a prohibited carry zone, that is some sort of a business that is open to the public. Okay. Now, you know, if you work for some big corporation, you may have slower progress. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. But United Dairy Farmers was once across the board prohibited carry. You couldn't carry a firearm and they were concealed. Now you can't. There was a place close to me that I wrote a very kind and pleasant letter to, just informing. And that's the way I approached it. I wasn't attacking and down talking. And lo and behold, a few days later, the sign was down, you know, and I honestly understand that there are gun people and there are not gun people, and gun people are in every walk of life, and so are not gun people. That's a simple fact. You can't expect everyone, we can't expect everyone to understand things the way that we would. Just like, you know, I know people that absolutely love college basketball. They can tell you everything about college basketball. It would be unreasonable of them to expect me to have that knowledge. I simply don't know. I've never taken the time to learn. It's never been important to me. Now, in their mind, maybe it should be important enough to me to do it. And in my mind, guns ought to be important enough, but it's not. So let's not assume. Let's not assume that they know and they're doing it anyway. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt. And when you see one of these signs, take it upon yourself to take action, okay? A reasonable action. Find out who makes this decision. And then contact that person and do it in a very pleasant and professional way. I've heard of people going in and yelling, you know, literally going into businesses and drawing and making a spectacle of themselves and saying, "I'll never come back here. If you don't want my gun, you don't want me." I mean, people, that...
It doesn't do us any favors.
That doesn't do us any favors. That makes us look like a bunch of idiots. I mean, they will look at us and say, well, see, that's why I don't want... I mean, you know...
Well, Joe said it's information, and they don't have the information like we do. They don't know much about guns. Therefore, all they know is what's been propagandized on the media. Right. Of course, that's all negative. So they have this negative image in their mind, and it's our job to dispel that.
Don't look at them as you do the people at the Brady... at the Brady Group. That's not who they are. They're people that made a decision probably definitely based on imperfect information and probably not much of it. Give them some information to weigh against it. Give them the numbers that the congressman gave us, what percentage of crime rate, what the crime rate does in concealed carry states. What does that sign really do? Let's look at it from a business standpoint. What does it really do? It keeps out anyone who is carrying a firearm lawfully. That's all it does. It does not prohibit crime. It does not limit crime. It does not even reduce the possibility or likelihood of crime. The only thing the sign does is it stops a law-abiding person from entering your business while armed, and therefore, in a lot of cases, stops them from entering, period. So what does it do then? Nothing.
And it may cause, you know, a non-law-abiding citizen to target it.
Absolutely. Yeah. It certainly has that counter effect. Now, if you are limiting guns lawfully entering your business, then what does that tell the person that has them unlawfully? Well, this is a very safe place to operate.
Fish in a barrel.
Yep. I mean, I know nobody in there's got a gun. I know for that for sure because, you know, the only type of people that are going to be a problem with me are going to obey that law. They're not going to go in there and risk losing their gun permit, so I can go in here and act. Believe me, you know, I know we want to believe criminals are completely stupid, and they're not, but they're not completely stupid. They do use information when it's posted on the front door. Believe me, I mean, they know what time that store opens, and they know whether or not there's a sign on the door with a gun on it and a big red line through it. They know what that means. It's not real complicated. So take it upon yourself to explain it to the people that are in the decision-making at that place. This is the truth. This is what it does. From a business perspective, I'm a business owner. I know one thing for sure. That sign will stop some people from coming in my business. Not having the sign, and I've said this before, not having the sign will not make one more person come, okay? Not having the sign will do nothing for me business-wise, but it will stop some people. Why would I want that from a business perspective? What I found out was my insurance won't cover me, if I allow it. Nope, that doesn't work. Doesn't fly, not your responsibility. There's no liability to you. That's bull. So that's not true. If they've been told that by their buddy who stands by the water cooler, they may have been misinformed. So let's inform them. You can get information at websites like Buckeye Firearms, Ohioans for Concealed Carry, the Attorney General website. There's all sorts of places to get information. Get that information and pass it along. Don't just assume. We're talking about doing some, somebody had a traffic stop, a police officer. You know, a lot of concealed carry holders fear a traffic stop law enforcement almost as much as they do encountering a criminal. Because, as we said, we want to be lawful. We want to be legal. And especially early on in the concealed carry law, you know, you're carrying a gun concealed. You know, you almost felt like you were doing something, you know. I mean, policeman falls in behind you, you're armed. The law's only been enacted for a short time. It's a weird feeling. The fact of the matter is, same goes for law enforcement. There is a varying degree of knowledge. Some cops, the cops that are gun people, are going to be well-versed, well-knowledge. They're going to know all they need to and then some. But there are a lot of cops that are not gun people. For them, it's a tool. It's an implement. You know, they don't care about it one way or the other beyond what they have to do with it. So you're going to have to understand you may encounter a police officer in the performance of his or her duties that might have a very limited amount of knowledge about concealed carry laws, rights, updates, changes in the law, anything like that. a different interpretation. You wouldn't believe how many. I mean, we've heard two times now that the state police in Indiana have told people that if you have an Ohio concealed carry license, you are not permitted to carry in Indiana. And that's just not true.
It's false.
Yeah, it's just it just couldn't be more false. Mm-hmm. Now, do you jump up and down and scream and yell and wave your arms? No, you have to simply say, here's the information. This is what it is. Ohio is accepted by Indiana. It's just not a reciprocity agreement. Theirs is not accepted by us. So anyway, you get more flies with honey than you do vinegar, I think, is what I'm trying to say. Approach people professionally, calmly, and I think you'll get further. I've noticed some changes. Keith has noticed changes. You can make some changes too. Again, we want to encourage everybody to join the NRA. If you're not a member now, do it. info@triggertimewithjoe.com. That's info@triggertimewithjoe.com is our email address. We do appreciate show ideas, guest requests. Don't forget the Ladies Concealed Carry class at Target World, November 17th and 18th. Sign up for that, ladies. And don't forget to register for training at TDI, www.tdiohio.com. Dr. Keith, good to see you again. See you
Thank
again
you,
next
Joe.
Week. Yep.
Always nice being here.
Amy?
Okay, that's it for another hour of Trigger Time with Joe Barrett. We'd like to encourage our listeners to responsibly exercise their Second Amendment rights by being armed whenever legal and joining the NRA. Please visit our website, www.triggertimewithjoe.com, and email questions and suggestions to info@triggertimewithjoe.com. Tune in next Sunday at 7 p.m. for another hour of Trigger Time here on 55KRC, The Talk Station.
KRC, The Talk Station.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "No free man shall ever be precluded the use of arms." The decision to own a firearm isn't an easy one. What type should you buy? Where can you go for training? What are the laws governing carry and transport? And what role does the Second Amendment play in the lives of Americans? Listen in as we delve into this often controversial topic and separate fact from fallacy. Explore the right to bear arms and all that goes with it. Tune in Sunday nights at 7 for Trigger Time with Joe Barrett, right here on 55KRC, The Talk Station.
Exclusively at the Home Depot, save time and money with Behr Premium Plus Ultra Paint. It's an affordable paint and primer in one, and rated number one by a leading consumer study. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis.